أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to Heavenly Grief. We would like to send our condolences to all the Shias around the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your grief and sorrow on Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, for these are the days of his martyrdom. Now, we were with Sayyid Ali Musawi al-Jazairi, our guest, and we were talking about the life of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam and the way we should look at it. And for those who tuned in, you guys already know. For those who don't know, we were talking about that Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam was the most knowledgeable man of his time in the Islamic world, even more the entire world. And that goes to prove that he is the righteous ruler of his time, because the state should not be separated from religion, and religion needs a school of thought, of course. And we were talking about this a saying. Of course, it was a Shia source. It was Sheikh al-Saduq who narrated the saying that Abu Hanifa, one of the famous school of thoughts, the jurist school of thoughts of Ahlus Sunnah, claimed that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is the most knowledgeable man available. Now, Sayyidina, we want to move on from Shia sources. Are there any Sunnah sources that prove that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was the most knowledgeable man available?
Yes, okay, thank you. First, let me say assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother Habib. I'm so glad and happy to be with you one more time.
It's an honor and pleasure.
Thank you very much. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters across the world. First, I have to offer my condolences to the Imam of our time, the awaited Savior. May God hasten his reappearance and return. And then to you, all of the followers of Ahlul Bayt. I hope that by the grace and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be able to have a beneficial and advantageous program today, inshallah. Okay, yes, the narration that I brought up, which contained the acknowledgement of Abu Hanifa regarding the fact that Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam is the most knowledgeable of his time, was narrated in the precious book of Ilal al-Shara'i', authored by al-Shaykh al-Saduq. As you mentioned the fact, a Sunni brother may have this remark that this is a resources from Tashayyu', from Shia resources, and it's available and it's authentic for you and it doesn't prove anything for us. Okay, so I want to attract your attention to a narration which exclusively has been narrated in a very authentic authority of Ahlul Sunnah, and it hasn't been narrated in Shia resources unless from the very Sunni authority. The person who relates this narration is Shamsuddin al-Dhahabi, the author of the great and famous book of Siyar al-A'lam al-Nubala. Actually, he has lots of books. One of his famous books is Siyar al-A'lam al-Nubala. He is a prominent figure for Ahlul Sunnah, and he is a greatly respected historian, jurist, theologian, traditionist, and biographer of the narrators of the traditions in the world of Ahlul Sunnah. He is very well known among Ahlul Sunnah as an authentic authority in different branches of Islamic and religious knowledge. So they call him Allamah, a master in different branches of Islamic knowledge. In terms of legal system of thought, he is a Shafi'i, and as a matter of fact, in terms of theological beliefs, he is a Hanbali, and his anti-Shia inclinations and opinions are evident in his different books. For example, in the book of Ad-Durratu al-Yatima fi Sirat ibn Taymiyyah wa Mizanu al-I'tidal fi Naqd al-Rijal. In the book of Siyar al-A'lam al-Nubala, in the sixth volume, this book actually is published in 23 volumes. Mm. It's a great book. In the sixth volume, when he's speaking about At-Tabaqatu al-Khamisatu min al-Tabi'in, the fifth generation of the Prophet's companions, he specifically makes a reference makes a reference to Ja'far ibn Muhammad and as-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. And this part of this book is a very good resource, authentic resource for Ahlus Sunnah to refer and read the opinions of this greatest scholar al-Dhahabi regarding al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. In this part, in the page 257 and 258, he narrates a narration from Abu Hanifa himself, bringing the complete chain of narrators of this riwayah. So the first narrator
of the hadith or the narration.
Narration. Riwayah. The first narrator of this hadith and narration is Abu Hanifa himself, who this actually event has taken place for himself. And the last narrator is al-Dhahabi, this actually authentic authority in Ahlus Sunnah's world. First, I read the text of this narration, and then after reading the text, I will have some actually commentary over this tradition, inshallah. Hassan ibn Ziyad says, سمعت أبا حنيفة وسئل من أفقه من رأيت.
Who is the most knowledgeable that you have seen?
Abu Hanifa is asked this question. The narrator says, I heard from Abu Hanifa that he said, I was questioned that, who is the most knowledgeable man in religion whom you've ever met? فقال جعفر بن محمد. He said, Ja'far, the son of Muhammad. ثم قال لما أقدمه المنصور إلى الحيرة بعث إلي وقال when Mansur al-Dawaniqi, the second caliph, the second Abbasid caliph, brought al-Imam al-Sadiq into the city of Hira, which was and is a city next to Kufa, he called me and told me, Mansur al-Dawaniqi called me
to Abu Hanifa.
Yes. Ya Abu Hanifa, إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ فُتَنُوا بِجَعْفَرِ بْنِ مُحَمَّدٍ.
People have fallen in love or...
Of course.
Yeah, fallen in love with Imam Sadiq.
فَهَيِّئْ لَهُ مِنْ مَسَائِلِكَ الشِّدَادِ. Oh, Abu Hanifa, indeed the people have become infatuated, fascinated, enchanted by Ja'far, the son of Muhammad. Prepare for him your most difficult and your most complicated questions. فهيأت له 40 مسألة.
To embarrass him at the end of the day,
of course,
to try to belittle him.
Of course. So I prepared for him 40 questions. ثم بعث إلي فأتيته ودخلت عليه فإذا جعفر جالس عن يمينه. Abu Hanifa says, one day he called me, Al-Mansur called me. I went to him. When I arrived at him, I found Ja'far sitting on his right. فلما بصرت به دخلني من الهيبة لجعفر ما لم يدخلني لأبي جعفر. As soon as I noticed him, Ja'far ibn Muhammad,
his fear went inside his heart.
Of course, his dignity, his grandeur and majesty awed me into silence much more than that of Abu Ja'far, which
charisma,
means
charisma, you could say.
Yes, of course. سلمت عليه فأومى إلي فجلست. I greeted Mansur, and he pointed at me, so I sat down. ثم التفت إلى الصادق وقال له. Mansur looked at Imam al-Sadiq عليه السلام and told him, يا أبا عبد الله هذا أبو حنيفة. قال أعرفه. He said to Imam al-Sadiq عليه السلام, this is Abu Hanifa, and Imam al-Sadiq عليه السلام told him, I know him. ثم التفت إلي فقال يا أبا حنيفة ألق على أبي عبد الله من مسائلك. Then he attended to me and told me, O Abu Hanifa, bring up some questions to Abu Abdullah. فجعلت ألقي عليه فيجيبني فيقول أنتم تقولون كذا وأهل المدينة يقولون كذا ونحن نقول كذا. I started asking my questions. Immediately he started answering me in this way with regards to this matter. With regards to this matter, you, the people of Kufa, say this.
Ahlul Medina state
Ahlul
that.
Ahlul Medina, the people of Medina say that.
And we state this.
And we, the household of the Prophet, say that. فَرُبَمَا تَابَعَنَا وَرُبَمَا تَابَعَهُمْ وَرُبَمَا خَالَفَنَا جَمِيعًا. In some cases, he agreed with us, the people of the Kufa. In some cases, he agreed with the people of Medina. And in some cases, he disagreed with both of us. حتى أتيت على 40 مسألة فما أخل بشيء. Until I asked him all of my 40 questions, And he answered all of these questions. ثم قال أبو حنيفة. This is the point that I wanted to reach. ثم قال أبو حنيفة. أليس إن أعلم الناس أعلمهم باختلاف الناس. Isn't it true that the most knowledgeable of the people is the one who knows their disagreements more and better than anyone else? You see, I have my opinion. Every question someone asks me, I am able to answer him. But if I am able to answer him, and I know your opinion, and I know his opinion, and I am able to compare between these opinions, and put the finger of, for example, this objection on this opinion, and reject this, and prove this, it means that you are the most knowledgeable of the people. So Abu Hanifa, in this case, after he saw this occurrence, this event,
had to submit to the knowledge of Imam Sadiq.
Yes, of course. He said he is the most knowledgeable of the people because he is aware of all opinions,
the differences between the
opinions. Now I want to mention three points regarding this tradition.
Thank you very much, Sayyidina. We have to take a short break, brothers and sisters. Please stay tuned to Heavenly Grief. We would like again to send our condolences to all the Shias around the world for these the days of anniversary of martyrdom of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Thank you guys for joining us again on Heavenly Grief. We were talking with Sayyid Ali Musawi Al-Jazairi, and of course we were talking about proving the knowledge of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam from Sunni sources and Sunni figures themselves, themselves accepting and submitting to the fact that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was the most knowledgeable man of his time. And we finished the beautiful saying that our brother researched for, and he brought it from Siyar A'lam al-Nubala, the history of noble men by Al-Allama al-Dhahabi. And we finished off the saying, Sayyidina, and you said before the break that we wanted to add three points to the saying, so I'm going to go ahead and give you the mic.
Thank you very much, my brother Habib. Yes, despite the fact that the age of Mansur al-Dawaniqi was the age of knowledge and science,
it was an open door for all schools of thought.
Of course. And there were numerous and multiple great scholars living in different places within the great and huge territory of Mansur's empire. But why about Abdullah al-Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, was targeted by Mansur to be humiliated and belittled like this? Because I said previously that the common objective of our 12 infallible imam was to establish this fact in the society that the position of the authority in Islamic knowledge and sciences is not separable from the position of political and social authority and rulership and guardianship. Yes. So they actually were very firm to establish this principle within the society and in the minds of the people. And after that, after establishing this general rule, they tried their best to prove that they are the ones who are the most knowledgeable of their time. So, if both premises, the major premise was what that regulation, inseparability of the political and social position of authority from the spiritual and scientific authority, if this major premise and the minor premise, the instance of this rule and regulation, which is our infallible a'imma, had been proved, what would be the result? What would have been the result? The empire and the caliphate of the caliph
would crumble,
would be in danger. The danger actually was, this danger was felt by Mansur al-Dawaniqi. Because of that, he held some such a session to humiliate and to prove that no, Abu Hanifa is more knowledgeable than Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq. But he willed something, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed something else. The result was totally vice versa according to the acknowledgement of Abu Hanifa when he said, أَلَيْسَ إِنَّ أَعْلَمَ النَّاسِ أَعْلَمُهُمْ بِاخْتِلَافِ النَّاسِ. He's the more knowledgeable because he has his opinion and he's aware of my opinion and the opinions of other scholars as well.
So at the end of the day, like how the verse states, they try to turn off the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always lets His light shine.
Of course, it is like this. This is the first point. The second point is that Abu Hanifa says to, Mansur al-Dawaniqi says to Abu Hanifa, إِنَّ النَّاسِ قَدْ فُتِنُوا بِجَعْفَرِ ابْنِ مُحَمَّدِ. He doesn't say Shi'at فُتِنُوا بِجَعْفَرِ ابْنِ مُحَمَّدِ
nice
or Rawafid
yes.
مثلا فُتِنُوا
Very
بِجَعْفَرِ ابْنِ
nice
النَّاسِ.
Yes.
النَّاسِ in the Arab literature in that time means عَامَّةُ النَّاسِ, the people, the public.
Yeah.
And the public were Ahlu Sunnah in that time.
Yes.
It means that Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam was able to attract people
from various beliefs, from various worldwide views, ideologies, and so on.
Not by the power of his divine leadership. I am his Shia. I believe in his divine leadership. I'm attracted by this divine leadership. Everything he says, I say, yes, I submit to you, I obey you. But the Ammatunas, the Annas, the public is not like this.
The normal public.
It means that Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam was influential over the people with his great spiritual and ethical manner, was able to persuade people through intellectual and logical and reasonable ways of thoughts and actually arguments. This is the second point. And the third and the last point is that when Abu Hanifa enters the meeting which Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam is present there beside Mansur al-Dawaniqi, he says, فَلَمَّا بَسَرْتُ بِهِ دَخَلَنِي مِنَ الْهَيْبَ لِجَعْفَرِ مَا لَمْ يَدْخُلْنِي لِأَبِي جَعْفَرِ. It's narrated in history that some of the assistants of Mansur al-Dawaniqi, some of his workers who every day were able to meet him, whenever they came out of his palace, they were shaking from the fear from Mansur al-Dawaniqi. He had a great palace, a huge palace, lots of workers, lots of guards, lots of security guards. He had a great majesty and grandeur within the eyes of the people. But Abu Hanifa says, when I entered the majlis, the meeting, and I noticed Ja'far ibn Muhammad, his majesty and his spiritual charisma and actually grandeur awed me more than that of Abu Ja'far, which is Mansur al-Dawaniqi. And this acknowledgement of Abu Hanifa means that he had a great, great spiritual status and position within the eyes of the people, even in the eyes of Abu Hanifa himself.
Now, of course, this is just from one scholar, actually, from Abu Hanifa. And of course, I think that Abu Hanifa was a student for Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, the famous quote, لَوْلَا السَّنَتَانِ لَهَلَكَ النَّعْمَانِ. If it wasn't for the 2 years, then the Na'man would have been crumbled or destroyed.
Yes.
So, why did you choose this? I want to ask this like a sort of personal question. Why did you choose Abu Hanifa?
Because, you know, Abu Hanifa is a person, an individual, who is agreed upon by all of Ahlul Sunnah. You see, he has a great personality within the history of Ahlul Sunnah. He is the teacher of lots of scholars who are the establisher and founder of other denominations in Ahlul Sunnah. All of Ahlul Sunnah are believing that he is the most knowledgeable scholar of his time. Because of that, I chose this figure. He is the one who admits and confesses that Ja'far ibn Muhammad is more knowledgeable than me.
Of course, this wouldn't be the last time that they meet. There are a lot of sayings, especially in the Shia sources, about the argument of qiyas or analogy, or
yes,
and using it in the system, a lot of stories as well.
Yes.
And also with the son of Imam al-Sadiq, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, that famous story. So, at the end of the day, why wouldn't Abu Hanifa submit altogether, because you know, saying that this person is knowledgeable is one thing, but then following him is another thing.
Actually, I read a narration in which there was a reference to this point that you said. After some questions and answers that were exchanged between Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam and Abu Hanifa about this matter that you mentioned about Qiyas, Abu Hanifa confesses that it is not the right way of going through theological and jurisprudential matters and questions and problems. It is not a correct way.
But he has no other way.
But Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says to him, because of hubbur ra'asa, because of hubbur ra'asa, you love being superior over others.
Your love of being superior.
You won't leave this matter that you have, although that you are confessing that it's not right and it is wrong right now.
Thank you very much, Sayyidina, and your research has been very beneficial for us, and I hope it has been for the viewers as well.
Inshallah.
Brothers and sisters, thank you very much. We again would like to send our condolences to you and to all the Shia around the world, even to Muslims around the world, for we have lost one of the greatest scholars, one of the greatest noblemen to ever walk on this earth. It was Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the son of Muhammad al-Baqir, the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Thank you for joining us on Heavenly Grief. From now until another show, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all your grief and sorrow and worships, and please do not forget us from your prayers. From now until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.